The John DeBella Podcast.
Do you remember, it might have been last week or the week before, I was talking to you about Borgs, those drinks that college kids are making.
Jungle juice.
Right. Blackout rage gallons. That's what Borg stands for. Well, the University of Massachusetts Amherst is blaming Borgs on 28 ambulances getting called to off-campus parties over the weekend.
Wow.
All right. Now, if you didn't encounter this, Borgs are, you take a gallon of water and you put electrolytes in it. Well, you dump half of it out. You put electrolytes in it. You put in like some sort of flavor, like one of those Mio things, some of the things, and then a half a gallon of vodka.
Sure.
And then you mix it all up, and you know what the problem with this drink is?
No.
It doesn't taste like a drink. You know, it ends up tasting like a Mountain, not a Mountain Dew, like a Hawaiian Punch or something like that.
At the same time, if you're holding a gallon pitcher or a gallon jug in your hand, you should know how much you're drinking, whether it tastes like that. You wouldn't sit there and drink a gallon of Mountain Dew.
No. I don't think these people were doing it individually. I think they were at parties where the people were pouring out Borg, and you should have learned from Star Trek. The Borg are not good people. You should
such
not mess with the Borg.
You're such a nerd.
So, Cindy, remember last week we were talking about cash or trash, where we, you know, the stuff you accumulate in a house, and you know,
right.
and I think the two of us admitted that we hold on to some things a little too long.
Everything.
Yeah. All right, everything? All right. Well, Janine Mage reported that her husband, Richard Mage, was missing on the afternoon of April 27th of last year. All right, police responded. They searched the house and launched an investigation into his whereabouts. And when nothing turned up, life returned to its normal routine. Apparently, it did not include house cleaning. All right. Fast forward to 18 months. It's Christmas. 8 months. It's Christmas time. All right. Jennifer decides to dig out the Christmas decorations. And lo and behold, in the closet where she stored the Christmas decorations was her missing and now dearly departed husband, mummified.
Wow.
He had committed suicide.
Oh, my God.
Right. And unsurprisingly, police described the house as a hoarder home, which made it difficult to complete the search for the missing man. And the owner and the odor, Jennifer said, was never really overwhelming.
Oh, my God. How bad does your place stink?
It stink. Right, right. Can you imagine the crap that is in this house that you didn't smell a dead guy?
But it makes me feel good about my house.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to send this story to Lisa. Yeah, read about this broad.
Cindy's curious if you can get some of the guy's hair for her collection. You freak.
So, did you hear us talking about the Borgs again earlier?
Mm-hmm.
The blackout rage gallon.
Okay.
Someone texted us. My daughter is a student at UMass, and this weekend was their St. Patrick's Day celebration, which they call the Blarney. Okay. So the Borgs might have been something. Yeah, they're probably flying
that
around.
Makes sense. All right. I wish I went to a larger school, like a big-time football, basketball school,
right.
for their St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, especially St. Patty's Day in Boston.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. When I say this, speaking of drinking, when I say this,
okay,
purple stuff.
Yeah.
All right. You look in the refrigerator, it's purple stuff. What are you thinking about?
It's funny. For me, I think of a skit from Chappelle.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, okay. I don't think of a juice.
Oh, you don't think? Okay.
No, is there a specific juice that was the purple stuff?
No. But you might remember that purple stuff was the thing that was in the refrigerator when the kids went looking for something to drink in the Sunny D commercials.
Yeah, that's what Chappelle did a bit off of.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, this goes along with Borgs.
All right.
Sunny D has decided that they're going to introduce not the purple stuff, but the hard stuff. Sunny Delight with alcohol now exists. It's called Sunny D Vodka Seltzer, and it hits Walmarts nationwide this Saturday.
Who's the company pairing up with Sunny D to do this?
Nobody. It's Sunny D. Essentially, it's. By the way, I always found Sunny D to be gross.
As a kid, I liked it. As an adult, not so much.
No, it's basically a carbonated screwdriver is what they're making here. All right, you know, it's vodka and OJ with bubbles. All right, you know, Can you, if they were to do that commercial again nowadays?
We got soda, OJ, purple stuff, and two kinds of Sunny D.
Two kinds.
All right.
Some kids love the rich and tangy taste of original Sunny Delight. Others go for the lighter texture and smoother orange taste of California style. Moms love the
Sunny D vodka seltzer.
You kids go outside and play. It's mommy's juice time.
Hey, your mom is cool.
Yeah.
Sunny Delight, the good stuff kids go for.
The John DeBella Show, Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
On this date in 1982, we were introduced to Asia, not the continent, but the rock band Asia. And these guys came out of the gate with, like, such power. Steve Howe, John Wetton, Carl Palmer, Jeff Downes. They couldn't have asked for a better song than Heat of the Moment either. As a matter of fact, here's Steve Howe talking about that.
Heat of the Moment was bloody enormous, that's all I can say. It was the sort of explosion that Asia needed to arrive. We weren't this coy group that came in and said, do you like us? We kind of went, gang, 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 gang. You're hooked, right? Okay, everyone's going to like this, okay? Gang, 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 gang. At that time, Asia was really a lot of fun, and it was everything we all wanted it to be. But that's always easy to say when everything's going great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What?
It's so moving what you've done after all these years to that office, just decoration wise. Did you really blown yourself into it?
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. If you didn't understand who that lovely voice could possibly be, that is Greg Fitzsimmons. He is appearing tomorrow for one show and then two on Friday and Saturday at Helium Comedy Club. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Good morning, you lying bastard.
You sexy hunk of man. It is, you know, the thing is about that mustache and that beard is either you're saving a damsel in distress or you're going into a hardcore biker bar that only uses the back door.
I'm trying not to be one of the musketeers. That's what I'm going for.
Oh, is that it?
That's
too
it.
Grumpy?
So you live in Venice, California,
I live in
right?
Venice, right, right.
Okay, right. Is there any land left in Venice, or did the water just take over everything?
It's so crazy. We haven't had this much rain in so long, and nobody wants to hear us talk about it because we're like, oh, my God, it's raining. It's raining. And the temperature went down to 63. Like, the country doesn't want to hear about it. And, you know, we burst into flame once a year. Don't forget that.
That's true.
That's the other side
but
of it.
They say L.A. doesn't have seasons, but you do. You have the rainy season. You have the mudslide season. You have the fire season. And you have the wind season.
And don't forget pilot season, the biggest tragedy about all of it.
The reason why I referred to you as a lying son of a bitch is because I felt so good because I saw this video of you with Jalen Hurts in the background talking about, like, oh, how he's your man and he's, you know, oh, you can't wait. And then someone shows me you doing the exact same thing with Patrick Mahomes.
It just so happened that my next two gigs were Philadelphia and Kansas City. And so I put them out like literally 30 seconds from each other as a joke, but nobody took it as a joke. People were not happy about that posting.
You got to sell those tickets. I get it.
Yeah, right. I'm a whore. So I'm sorry about your loss. That was a tough one.
It was.
But congratulations, you guys kept it together. You didn't flip cars. Nothing got lit on fire.
They greased the poles for no reason. There was no reason to climb up the poles.
I've greased the pole for no reason also. You ever do that? You think you're in? You think you're all set? She's in the bathroom brushing her teeth. You grease the pole. Because then she goes, no. And now you got a greasy pole.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, more tips on marriage from Greg Fitzsimmons. Now, is this a law firm, Fitzgibbons, Fitzsimmons, Gibbons, and Gubbins? This has got to be the palest foursome in the history of golf.
This was the foursome that got started during the pandemic. And these are like three of my best friends in the world, whose last names happen to be Fitzsimmons, Fitzgibbons, Gibbons, and Gubbins. And the starter at the Penmar Country Club, which is really just a crappy nine-hole public course that's about 2 minutes from our house, he likes to get on the loudspeaker before we get on the tee, and he'll say, Fitzsimmons, Fitzgibbons, Gibbons, Gubbins, McGibbons, Fitzmorris. It becomes very racist. And we're out there with buckets of sunscreen, bucket hats, umbrellas. Fitzsimmons stepped outside the umbrella the other week, and he burst into flames.
Oh, God.
We call ourselves the Irish Mafia.
I need to know how it happened and why it didn't. You almost played golf with OJ?
This is like, you know, the moment in my life. If you could have one moment back, I went out to play golf. And do you play?
No.
I do.
No, Steve does.
If you go out as a twosome to a public course, they will pair you with two other players so that it's mm-hmm. a foursome. So I go up to the course and I'm with my friend Jackie Flynn, who's from Boston, so he's racist. And we go to the check-in window and we go, we're here to play. And they're like, okay, we're going to pair you up with these two guys. Points to my right, and standing about 12 feet from me is OJ Simpson and another guy. And I just look to the skies like, thank you, God. This is going to be my Tonight Show story. This is going to be my cocktail party story. This is going to be the party that when you meet me for the first time at some school fundraiser, this story comes out. This is my story.
Hi, Greg Fitzsimmons. I played golf with OJ. Nice to meet you.
Yes. And all I'm picturing is I'm going to wait until like the 12th hole till we've gotten to know each other. Everything's comfortable. And then I'll be standing over a putt and then I'll look at him before I hit it and I'll just go, hey, OJ, I make this. You got to tell me if you killed him or not. And so the starter goes, so you two are going to play with those two. Jackie looks up, sees this OJ, and then immediately goes, I'm not playing with that murderer. He's a murderer. And he starts making a scene. And OJ just turns around and walks away. And I just go, Jackie, why would you do that? Because he's a murderer.
You just opened for Bert Kreischer in Florida?
I did.
Yeah, how'd that I did. Go?
They were the biggest shows I've done by triple. Like it was three times bigger crowd. It was 15,000 people in the crowd.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And you stay on a tour bus, which so there's a phenomenal amount of farting. And it's done, and you showcase it. It's done. You know, everybody has a curtain that closes across their bed. But then when you fart, you open it up so you can get maximum exposure of the fart. And those guys did a lot of drinking.
The idea of drinking and keeping pace with Bert, I mean, those legs have got to be hollow.
It's not just the drinking. The drinking would be a phenomenon on its own. It's the fact that the next morning, he's up before anybody else. He's already making videos that he's going to post online. Uh-huh. He's got a personal trainer that he brings on the road with him. And he actually works out. And then we'll do media stuff.
His shape doesn't change. He's been working out for years, and his shape is the exact same size.
Right. Yes. And it's not a good shape. It's not a good shape. And he does a thing called the shirt cam, where before the show starts, they play music and guys rip their shirts off. And it's all these guys that are obese. Some of them are cut, some of them are great, but a lot of them are super obese, nerdy looking guys. And it's like very empowering. They get very into ripping their shirts off.
My God. Lastly, let me ask you, spending time with Segura.
Yeah.
You at his house?
Yeah, I was at his house.
Did you use the bathroom?
Yeah, that's the thing about Segura and I is at the end of the year, our tax returns both say comedian, not executive vice president, not CEO, not comedian. Not his is in all caps and mine's in all small.
Right.
But he makes a lot more money than me.
Okay.
He indulges himself. He lives according to that income, which I respect. He's enjoying his money. So I go to his house. And he goes, I got a bidet.
What man says that to another man? That's what, first off.
I had already told him the OJ story, so I didn't know what else to talk about. So I got a bidet. He goes, oh, you got a bidet? He goes, I got the Cadillac bidet. I go, no kidding. He goes, yeah. He goes, you want to use it? And I go, I don't really have to take a dump right now. He's like, I didn't want you to take a dump. I just wanted you to go sit down. I go, oh, yeah. That's what I knew you meant. Yeah. And so I go in his bathroom and I take a huge dump. And then I pick up his bidet. It's got a remote control that has a joystick so you can aim where the spigot goes.
Oh, my God.
You can adjust the water temperature. You can adjust the velocity of the stream.
Right.
And it's nice to aim it because you start wide. You do wide circles, and then you kind of work your way in. You play with yourself. You know, you have fun. You tease yourself. And then finally... And his does everything. At the end of it, it's got like a blow dryer. It blows
your eyes. All right.
Sprays a little cologne. It does an anal bleaching. It exfoliates. It plucks hairs. It does everything. Meanwhile, mine, I got the Costco.com. There's one button and it just blasts freezing cold water right in the center.
You've got a school water fountain.
It feels like you're being molested by a popsicle. There's nothing. Yeah.
Oh my God. Greg Fitzsimmons is appearing tomorrow night for one show, two shows Friday and Saturday, all at Helium Comedy Club. Get tickets at heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It is great to talk to you again. I hope to see you this weekend.
John, you're one of my favorite people. You have one of the best radio shows in the country. It's an honor to come on every time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Grab a bag to barf in before I tell you this, because I have got some disgusting news.
It's the John DeBella Show.
They're going to do stuff and...
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.